Is it a robot? Robot or not?
Okay, I got a good one for you. We talked a while ago about the $6 Million Man. I'm going to bring up another classic 70s sci-fi. We've hit $6 Million Man and Battlestar Galactica. Buck Rogers. Buck Rogers, starring Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray.
Beedie, 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 beedie.
So I have two. There are two key robots in Buck Rogers. Are they robots or are they not? There's Tweaky, as voiced by Mel Blanc. Now, Tweaky is a very conventional robot, albeit small. Tweaky is a metal body shaped like, you know, human form, but metal and short, and it walks around and talks with the voice of Bugs Bunny, essentially, because it's Mel Blanc. But Tweaky wears around his neck a disc, a like large medallion, that is Dr. Theopolis, an intelligent being, mechanical being of its own, but in the form of a disc. So I assume you'll say that Tweaky is a robot. Is Dr. Theopolis, who has to be carried around as a medallion, is he a robot or is he just sort of a portable computer?
Was he always in that medallion?
Yes, I think always Dr. Theopolis was in the medallion.
Was he ever out of the medallion? Is there ever any idea that he can be out of the medallion?
I would like to introduce our special guest, the world-renowned expert on Buck Rogers continuity. Oh, sorry, they couldn't make it. I don't know who that person is. I don't have any recollection of anything happening to Dr. Theopolis other than him being, I mean, he could get taken off of Tweaky and put somewhere else, like, you know, on a stand maybe, or at the dinner table. Don't eat your dinner off of him. He's not a plate. He's Dr. Theopolis. But I don't think he was ever out of his little disc that he was.
Yeah, I don't think he does anything in that disc. Like, he can't affect the physical world even.
No, I think, like, he can network with other computers and things like that, like to talk to them. But I think, so this is why I'm fascinated by this one, is he is not able to move himself.
Or anything else.
He doesn't interact with the world in any way other than talking and maybe
sending electrical signals, yeah, presumably through radio waves.
That's right, it. Right. But he doesn't have arms or legs or anything like that. He's got a helper robot to carry him around and do things for him. I don't know. It's an interesting combination of R2-D2 and C-3PO. It's like, what if R2-D2 and C-3PO were attached to each other? That's sort of what the scenario is here. So you got the brains of the outfit, and then you've got the body. So that, this is my question then, is Dr. Theopolis, you know, we think of them as the two robots on Buck Rogers, but I'm not sure if he's a robot because he doesn't interact. He doesn't have limbs. He's self-contained, which is great. But if a self-contained block just sits there unless people carry it around, I'm not sure that's a robot.
Yeah, he just seems like a computer. Like, he's a really fancy speaking spell. I mean, you know, he's either an AI that happens to be in this ugly looking disc thing, or he's just playing a computer running a program. I don't even know if he identifies with the disc he's in, but either way, it's clear that he doesn't ascend to robothood, because like he's just an intelligence trapped in a completely inert thing. All he can do is the same things a computer could do, is just talk over a network and use, you know, sound to communicate with things. I don't even know if he can see. Maybe, I suppose he can see.
I think he can see. And it wouldn't solve it if he had like a chassis that you could stick him on that he could control, because he'd still be the computer driving the chassis.
I don't know. Like, I don't think we have enough. If you were to connect him to something, would he take ownership of that as part of his body? I mean, it's not really, like, because if you were, like, he would just be networked to it. So if you were to crush that part of it, A, he wouldn't feel it, because it's not like this, you know, any, you know, not that you need to feel
well,
things.
Well, he has sensors. You just pop him out. If he breaks his chassis, you just pop him out and put him in.
It's like driving a car. This car was driving, got in a wreck. But as long as I'm okay, and I'm this disc thing, and so, yeah, I think he's just a computer. Like, again, if you just think of the computer, like the computer in Electric Dreams or something, if the intelligence is localized to the computer, even if it controls parts of the house through like home automation or whatever, the house isn't the thing, and the thing isn't a robot. The thing is just a computer.
So if it was revealed that he was a little more R2-D2 like if in one episode of Battlestar Galactica, Tweaky tripped and fell somewhere, and Dr. Theopolis
popped out jets and squirted oil on some robots, right?
Or if he unfolded and it turns out he had some wheels and a manipulator arm, and he could like zip down the hallway.
Yeah, then he'd be a robot.
Then he'd be a robot, but I don't think he has that stuff. I don't think that's what he's there for. Anyway, that's Also, you talk about your hierarchies in robots and stuff. This is the robot is being Tweaky's job is to carry around the smart computer. I think that's brilliant on one level and really sad on another level.
I think his job is also to look cute, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's because the kids love the robots. Can you imagine that meeting? Like, Star Wars is a huge hit, and immediately there's a network meeting where they're like, what do we got? What do we got that we can put on? And they're like, well, we got this Buck Rogers over here we could do for you. And it's like, all right, but it's got to have robots. I need robots. Cute robots, like in Star Wars. Give them to me. And they're like, all right, we'll work on it. We'll have Mel Blanc do a voice of.
And Aaron Gray, right?
Well, for the dads, you know, you got to have Aaron Gray.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Aaron Gray. So much in that, not so much in Silver Spoons, but in Buck Rogers. Yep. That she was a crush for sure. I saw them, they were at Comic-Con. Not Dr. Theopolis and Twinkie,
but they might have been there too.
They
you
might have
know.
Been, but Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray were there. And I had a moment of like 7-year-old me would be very excited right now, but 40-year-old me felt sort of sad and moved along.
Robot.